I cannot believe I've been taken away from the critical work on my mystery play. It is scheduled to open in less than 2 months, and we desperately need to rehearse. You ignorant woman, you're wasting my time here. You babble at me without a reason or rhyme here. What I ought to do is get back on my horse and then travel my course in reverse. But the Archbishop was perfectly clear. Whether I like it or not, I am here. So will you kindly submit to the work, my excellency? Leave it to me. There's no need to speculate as to the plot. It's the mystery play, it's the Bible. If not, it's a sacrilege, pagan amusement that certainly hasn't a place in the church. We offer them stories of pleasure and pain, such as even the serpent or Abel and Cain, or the word of the Lord, or the word of his son, which you know if you've done your research. How can you think of a play about saints? Can you imagine the papal complaints? Why won't you simply defer to my knowledge and my pedigree? Leave it to me. I made it clear to your mother superior, this is theocracy, not a democracy. Have you been drinking? What were you thinking? You've inexplicably slipped. The Greeks and the Romans wrote tomes about omens, created some quality heathen idolatry. We must be Catholics, stick to the path that got a permissible script. I know that you want to do something theatrical. Theater is fine, but you have to be practical. Cicero's Vita, the Catholic doctrine, the doctrine to place. It's risky enough to have female performers. I'm not yet in hell, but I am feeling warmer. So heed what I say, and I'll write you a play to allow us to stay in good grace. That should be triumph enough for a nun. Give up the blasphemous tales you have spun. Now will you closely consider the case I have made? You'll agree. You are the student, and it would be prudent if you would relinquish, renounce, and extinguish this most uninhibited hubris exhibited. Keep the hysterical out of the clerical. Writers who bleed can never succeed. That's why you need to follow my lead. Hand me a quill if you will, and be still there until I can flee.